This is Mary Chris Rossbaum, and today is July 8th, 1981. I'm in the Farmington studio with John Parker Glick. Let's talk a little bit about your family background. Where did you grow up in Detroit, and what did your father do?
My father was a grocery store manager most of his life. So most of my youth, from first memory till well into college, was connected with his work as a retail food manager. And I grew up in Northwest Detroit, was born there, stayed there until about 1957 when my parents moved to Farmington.
Did you come from an artistic family?
My mother is creative in a broad sense. She doesn't do anything in a particular medium, but she was always very involved in sewing and in making the house a creative kind of environment as far as flowers and sewing her own curtains and things of that nature. My father wasn't inclined in the arts in any way, but I have some grandfathers and great-grandfather kinds of connections, cabinet maker in one case, and that would be the closest.
Okay. Did you have any early art training or strong influences outside of your family?
The earliest training really was in high school. I mean, other than the prerequisite art classes in grade school, which were not particularly stimulating to me or challenging, I didn't know that I was interested at that time. But in high school, I had a lot of involvement with craft classes. I did a lot of pottery and a lot of enameling on metal, and those two dominated for my last two and a half years of high school. And I was very serious about it. I sold quite a bit of the work to earn extra money at that time.
Let's talk a little bit about your formal education. You initially studied geology at Wayne State University in Detroit. What prompted your decision to study art, specifically metalsmithing and ceramics?
Some very practical things made the change. I entered Wayne with a totally unspecific and non-specific direction and took liberal arts. Then thought geology would be something that I would study, and as soon as I encountered the math and the physics and the chemistry, I was beyond my scope, which should have been logical from the beginning since I knew I wasn't inclined towards those things, but I had to encounter it, and then I realized that was not it. And I actually went back to the art department in a sense, going back meaning reference to the high school experience, and was sort of inclined back to it as the only thing I could really remember liking well. And the fluke of not being able to talk to an advisor in the art education office on a particular day led me to the fine arts office, or it could have been different yet. And I was encouraged to take the basic courses, and I did, and I was able to get back into the craft area after the first half year of basics, and immediately found several graduate students who were encouraging. And that led quickly to getting an assistantship in the ceramics department, and eventually to setting up a metalworking studio in my parents' home and doing a lot of individual design gold and silver jewelry, and at the same time maintaining an almost equal interest in clay during that whole maybe three final years at Wayne State in undergraduate work. So I was actually doing a double major mm-hmm. in my artwork at that time.
Mm-hmm. Who did you study under at Wayne? Bill Pitney and?
Bill Pitney in clay, and Philip Fike in metal.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Bill Pitney retired 6 or 10 years ago by now, and Phil Fike still teaches.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the year.
How influential would you regard them?
Both very influential. Since I didn't stay in metal,